Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the 24th day of Shvat, Tov Shin Pei Dalet. Masechta Ksubas Perek Tashi'i Mishnah Base. There is a rule in the Gemara, Metaltila de Yasmila Mishtabdil Balchayv. The chattels of orphans do not become security or collateral which a Balchayv can take, which a creditor can take. Any metaltel, any chattels that orphans have inherited from their father cannot be mortgaged or cannot be used or taken as payment for the debts of the deceased. This wasn't the time of the Gemara. Post-Gemara, post-Talmud times, in the times of the Geonim, they allowed the metaltelim to become Meshubat to the Balchayv. But this is in the time of the Mishnah and the Gemara where there was no such thing. People could not collect their debts from property or from the orphans' metaltelin. Now, the same thing according to the Chachamim applies to the ksuba of a wife, of a woman, that the widow cannot collect a ksuba from chattels of the orphans, but only from land, not from cash or chattels. Now, Mishnah is going to talk about what about things like chattels, money or cash, that was not under the control yet of the deceased. He had lent the money out or he had deposited it with other people. It never actually reached the hands of the Yorshim. What happens then? Do we say that the creditors do have rights then or the widow? Let's have a look at the Mishnah. Misha Mei is a person who died. V'niach isho balcho v'yorshin. He left a wife, demanding a ksuba. He left the creditors that want to collect debts from him, and he left Yorshin, who want their Yerusha, they want to have their rights to the inheritance. And the deceased person had things that were deposited with other people, or with banks, or whatever, or loans to other people. And he died where the debts were not yet collected, and or the pikodin, the deposits, are still in the hands of third parties. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Yinosnu Lakoshel Shaban, that they should be given, these properties that are not under the control of the Yisomim yet, they should be given to the weaker of the parties. Now, who are the weaker of the parties? And here we have a Gemara, a Machlokes. There's a Machlokes. Rabbi Yosef Rachanina says that you give it to the weakest in proof, the one who's got the weakest proofs. As Rashi says, the one whose document is written later. Any balchoyv, any creditor, for example, whose debts are later than the latest ones written, they're the weaker one. Now, why do we call them the weaker one? Because they can only collect from the lakuchos, they can only collect from properties that were sold prior to the, after the time of their shtar. So the later the date of the shtar, or the later the date of the loan document, then the less chance they have to check to collect from lakuchos, from property that's been bought. So they're the weaker of the party, and they're the ones who will give big, who will get the property, the cash or deposits that are held in other people's hands. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says liksubas isha, he says it goes for the ksuba of the woman. She's called the weaker party. Why? Because the women generally find it difficult to go and make investigations, to go around the properties of the deceased man, to see whether he's got any land. It's harder for her. They're weaker in that respect. So Rabbi Yochanan says, the ksuba sisha, the ksuba. Either way, Rabbi Tarfon basically holds that any cash or deposits that are held by the deceased in other people, with other people's accounts, since they didn't actually reach the hands of the Yorshim, the widow and or the creditor can collect from them. Rabbi Kiva says, sorry, ein rachmin v'din, no such thing as rachmonis in judgment. We can't apply measures of mercy when it comes to the law. Ela yinosnul Yorshin. The Yorshin get the chattels and get the cash, even though it hasn't yet, even though it was still held in a bank at the time the deceased, that their father died, doesn't matter. They're entitled to it because it's not land, it's not karka, and they keep it. Shekulon tzrichin shvua, because all those who want to collect from the Yorshin, like a creditor and a widow, have to swear that they haven't received anything. Whereas the Yorshin don't have to do any shvur to get the property of the deceased, the estate, and therefore they are entitled to take it. And wherever the nechosim are, wherever the properties of the deceased are, they are considered under the rishus of the yorshim. It's as if it already come to their hands. And therefore the chal creditor and the almona cannot claim from these things, from deposits or from cash, even if they're, as I said, even if they're in other people's hands. They're not meshubed. They're not mortgaged to the balchov or to the ksuba. Mishnah Gimel. We continue the topic. We deal now with a balchov, or the creditor, or a widow that actually took the metatlim. They actually took the chattels before they reached the hands of the yorshim. What happens now? Once again, machlokes, Rabbi Tarfon, and the chachamim. Heniach, if a person left peres tlushin minakarka, he left, and when Itami died, fruits that have been cut already, they're cut from the ground, and there is a creditor and a woman chasing the ksuba. Kolakodim zochaban. Whoever comes first, first come, first serve. Whoever grabs these fruits will be zoichin them, and no one can take it away from them. So if the yorshim, for example, grab the fruits, they're zoichin, and no one can take it from them because mitaltzlim, because chattels of a yosim, of an orphan, are not mortgaged to the balchayv, to a creditor, or for the ksuba. If the woman, for example, chapped them first, she got them, she'll be zoichin them. And the balchayv, if the creditor got them first, he'll be zoichin them. This is the opinion that Gemara says of Rabbi Tarfon, who holds that tfisa lachar miso me'ilo, that grabbing things even after the person died will actually help. It'll help that we let them keep it. Zachsa ha'isha yoser mi'viksubatza. What happens if the woman jumped ahead, the widow jumped ahead, and she took the properties from her deceased husband, and she chapped the fruits? There were fruits there, and she took them. When she came home, she sold them or whatever, and she found there was much more than she needed for the ksuba. But all similarly, when the creditor took these fruits home, and he found that they were more than the amount of debt that was owed to him. Hamoisar, so the balance that they have to return, creditor and the widow, Tarfonomer Yinosnu Lakoshoshman, that balance or that extra, they have to give to the weaker of the party. And the weaker of the party is, once again, as we learned in the previous Mishnah, Machlokes Gemara, how to interpret the weaker of the two. Some say it means the one whose shtar is later, and therefore got the less chance. It's weaker in the sense they got limited chance to take from mortgage properties, from properties that have been sold. Or the other opinion was, Rabbi Yochanan said, it means the ksuba of the women. They're called weaker because it's harder for them to go and collecting. Either way, each one of them is what is called the weaker one. And if the fruits have already arrived at the hands of the Yorshim, then not one of them can get them. Neither of them can get them. And therefore, each of them are called koshal, called weaker, compared to the Yorshim. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says, Ein rachman b'din. Sorry, we don't show rachmanus when it comes to din. What is the law? You got to follow the law. The law is elo yinosna la yorshim, the money and the cash, whatever that's been chapped, that has to be returned to the yorshim. The Gemara explains Rabbi Kiva means not just the moisa, the extra, but even what they grabbed that was really going towards the debt that was owed, or what the amana was really going to get from the fruits. In either way, it doesn't matter. We say that we take it out of their hands and give it to the Yorshim. And the reason is, for Rabbi Kiva, his argument is because once the person died, immediately the Yorshim, the orphans, have been zoicha to any of the properties of their father, even if it's not in their hands, it's as if they came to the hands. And no tfisa will help. No grabbing it after the husband dies or their father dies will help, either for the Balchoiv or the Amana. They won't get it. Shekulam Sichin Shavua, same logic as we said previously, Mishnah, because Kulam, all the creditors and the widow and those who are trying to collect their various debts or the ksuba, they all need to swear before they can take it. But the Yorshim, the heirs, the orphans, don't have to swear in order to be zoich, in order to merit the properties of the Yerusha. And for that reason, we say that the Yorshim are the ones that are going to get it. There's no rachmanos in court, as Rabbi Kiva says.